Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do you see what Politico wrote? You know, AOC endorsed Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, so AOC goes for BS.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Well, here's what Politico wrote. Talking about the just endorsement. The timing of Ocasio-Cortez's, let me start here. Endorsements almost never matter, but this one does. For the future of the Democrat Party, not the future of the 2020 presidential campaign. The timing of Ocasio-Cortez's endorsement sends a sharp message to the party establishment and the progressive movement. We socialists are not here for Elizabeth Warren's reformed capitalism. We socialists want socialism, and we're not keeping quiet until we get it. Ocasio-Cortez seems to be telling us that Sanders and his movement will still be with us when he's gone, and that she aims to be the one who leads it.
Wow, they're already plotting for his demise, huh?
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
I just still think it's stunning that the one of the very people that has gone on the rampage for women's rights and you know, the patriarchy and all this, and she endorses the old white guy.
Yeah.
I thought this was a new Democrat Party. I thought we were about energy. I thought it was about, you know, youth. I thought it was about, you know, the minorities, whether it's women or, you know, racial minorities or whatever. And she goes and backs the old white guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as long as you're socialist, remember, none of the rules apply to you.
That's it. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I have been warning about this, and I've been trying to warn you leftists out there, you trolls, they will come for you as soon as they're done with us. In fact, the only one standing between them and you is Donald Trump. You could hate him if you want, but that doesn't change that fact. And you're seeing this. I mean, Twitter has already announced their plans to censor Trump for the presidential election. If they don't like his tweet, then they're just going to make it so you can't share it. But most of our trolls, Lee, would probably be cheering, yeah, I hate Trump anyway. Really?
Yeah, right.
Well, you need to hear about Mikey Harlow. He's an outspoken gay writer and model.
Mm-hmm.
He was just banned from Twitter. Do you know what he did?
Can't imagine.
He challenged the idea of transgenderism.
Oh, really?
As a gay man.
Okay.
Here's what he wrote. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people want to be treated. These are the tweets that got him banned. It's incredible that this is controversial enough that you are not allowed to see it on Twitter. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, he wrote, want to be treated the same as everyone else. Radical alphabet people want to be treated differently. That is a key distinction, and that is why sane LGBT individuals take such exception to the latter category, he wrote. So you see things here going downhill for him, right? Again, he's an openly gay man.
And that got him banned?
Well, there were two more.
Oh, okay.
Then he had the audacity to correctly report that there is not an epidemic of crimes of violence against trans people.
Right.
Which is a fact. But remember, facts can be hate on Twitter.
Yes.
As they explain, just because it's true doesn't mean you won't be banned for reporting it, even if you're using FBI crime statistics. Here's what he tweeted. Good news. There is not an epidemic of trans people being murdered. 5 out of 100,000 Americans are victims of homicide. 1.1 out of every 100,000 K trans people are victims of homicide. About 20 to 25 trans people killed each year. 51 Americans struck by lightning every year, he wrote. These statistics fly in the face of the popular LGBTQWTF claims that trans people are at a higher risk of violence than anyone else. It's simply not true. And so that about pushed him over the edge, because you cannot be gay and saying these things. You are not allowed. You must adopt the orthodoxy.
Wow.
But this is what finally pushed him over the edge. You ready for this?
Sure.
You're going to be like, what? He posts two pictures of himself, and in one of them, he likes to dye his hair blonde and wear makeup. In the other one, he just looks like a regular guy. So he posts the two pictures and he says, these are both me. Sometimes I like looking like an androgynous, emaciated, albino space vampire. Now, I have days like that too. Don't you, Lee?
No.
Okay. Sometimes I like looking like a strung out 90s computer hacker. Some days I feel more gay vampire. Some days I feel more skater boy. Guess what? That doesn't make me my own special gender. See, that did it. That was the end there. That was the end.
So, truth over facts.
Oh, and he wrote this too, and this finished him off as well. 0.3 to 0.6% of the population is transgender, the vast majority of whom just want to be seen as men or women. Non-binaries cannot account for more than 0.1% at most, yet we need to alter the English language and change how we speak to appease less than 0.1% of radicals. No hashtag pronouns day, and he was done.
See, this is the thing that bothers me the most is when you actually have people who from the exact complete opposite culture and political ideology saying the same thing about an issue. This is he's saying the same thing that conservative heterosexual people are saying about the whole transgender thing as well. He's saying exactly the same thing. And that's something that has got to be shut down.
Yeah. You don't get a pass if you oppose them, even if you're on their side. And you know what else we're seeing? The same thing. So that guy got banned for Twitter. He's done. Gay man banned for telling inconvenient truths about transgender people. By the way, his statistics were correct on murder.
And here's the thing, too. Just because a transgender person is murdered does not mean that they were murdered because they are transgender. Just like because if a person of one race shoots a person of another race, that race was the issue for the reason for them being shot. You cannot make that determination simply on the statistic alone.
No, but, you know, here's the thing. Is this not exactly what they're doing to Tulsi Gabbard, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it started with Rachel Maddow. She's not with us completely on the plantation, so we can tell by looking at her she's a Russian spy. I mean, this is what passes. This should have been laughed at and brushed off. Instead, it's being treated like a serious issue in the news.
But I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. Mm-hmm. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset.
Agent,
yeah, she's
course,
a Russian asset.
Yeah,
I mean, totally. And so they know they can't win without a third party candidate. And so I don't know who it's going to be, but I will guarantee you they'll have a vigorous third party challenge in the key states that they most need it.
And these are the people that say Trump's crazy.
These are the people who still bash McCarthy.
Yeah.
I mean, how are they any different?
Yeah.
You oppose us, clearly Russian. Well, do you have any proof of that? No, we can tell by looking at you. I mean, did you hear this MSNBC segment?
No, I did not hear any MSNBC segment.
No. That's why, see, that's why I do the hard work of listening to it. It's painful. It makes my ears bleed.
I can imagine.
But I do it for you guys, so you don't have to. And we can laugh about it later. This is the MSNBC panel, okay? This is what passes for news.
One thing that was interesting about Tulsi Gabbard's response, she never denied being a Russian asset. That was the one aspect that was missing from her response. You think that would be the first,
right?
You know, in the first line or two.
A decorated 16-year veteran of the United States military. I don't think she has to dispel the rumors that that a failed presidential candidate, among others, are claiming that she's a Russian asset.
Oh, but she does. If you are off the plantation in any way, I mean, you are absolutely suspect. Your American patriotism is suspect. You might not even be American. You might be a Russian spy. This is where we are now. And by the way, the whole Russian spy thing started with Trump. It was debunked by Hillary's own lawyers who worked for Mueller. There was no collusion. He's not a Russian asset. Nobody else is either. But if Hillary says it, man, it's got to be true. By the way, this has taken on a life of its own. This whole Hellman's thing you started?
No,
Duke's Hellman's.
No, actually,
that?
I'm going to blame this one on Ann Robarts. She
really
started this.
Texter writes, growing up in the Deep South, we'd make at least one trip to Seneca every year to visit my grandma. My mom would stock up on as much Duke's mayonnaise as she could because they didn't sell it up north. One of the perks of moving back to God's country.
Amen to that.
Texter writes, what kind of heresy y'all pushing there is only Dukes. Anything else is from the pits of hell. Yeah, that's pretty decisive there.
Yep.
Another texter writes, the situation in Turkey would be much better off if it were bordered by gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
A person who has completely misunderstood the last segment. Texter writes, if Gabbard is a spy, it would be nice if she was the spy who loved me. LOL.
Okay. A little movie mashup for you this morning.
And finally, texter writes, Hillary sounds remarkably knowledgeable about internet marketing for someone who thinks servers have to be wiped with a cloth.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, Elizabeth Warren has now reversed herself. She says she's open to decriminalizing sex work. So that'll work out good for Representative Katie Hill. You know, I mean, she can use her congressional, salary. She could hire a sex worker to work for her and also do the congressional stuff as well. And then just bring her home at night. They can all sleep with her husband. Right? Then there wouldn't be any shame. I mean, it wouldn't be any different from what she's doing now. Wow. Wow. That's all you can say. It's just... wow. And by the way, pigs do eventually fly. Did you hear this? Do you remember when ABC couldn't find any actual footage of the supposed slaughter in Turkey? Turkey, it's been bad there, but not as bad as anybody predicted. So they had to fake one. They used the ABC. ABC used the Kentucky gun range footage, which I'm sure was a total accident. I mean, you could totally see how that would happen. Actually, you can't. Well, CNN, Brian Stelter. Stelter? Is it Stelter? Stelter? I don't know. I don't watch him. Stelter? Yeah, Stelter. Actually called out ABC for this. This is ABC, right? And they're playing this video. It's radio. She can't see it. But everything's blowing up. I mean, it looks like World War III, except it's just the Kentucky gun range on a weekend. They're having a good time. Here's ABC News. And the caption says this, you know, this is the slaughter of the Kurds in Turkey.
This video, obtained by ABC News, appears to show the fury of the Turkish attack on the border town of Tal Abyad.
Again, this is the Kentucky gun range.
Border town bombarded by Turkey's military.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
Again, it's a gun range in Kentucky. It's pretty bad when even CNN's Brian Stelter has to call you out. Take a listen.
What's going to happen next? And what happens next is they win the ratings.
That's right. They roll right along. Right. That's right. Let's talk about the most egregious media error of the week. In fact, one of the most in recent memory. This involves ABC News showing video from a gun range in Kentucky that they said was video of a slaughter in Syria. You can see it was labeled slaughter in Syria. It's actually from a Kentucky gun range. Now, ABC says it regrets the error, but it has not explained what happened, what went wrong here. Elena, why do you think that matters, that the network has not addressed how this happened?
Because I think like any network right now and any...
Okay, so CNN, which has a very long record of barely retracting its fake news, is outraged at ABC for not explaining how they showed a Kentucky gun range shoot up and claimed it was a mass slaughter in Turkey. It's because you can't explain it. You can't. Because they did it on purpose. And they counted on that they'd never be caught. It's as simple as that, and that's why they can't explain it. Also hard to explain. Oh, by the way, did you see this over the weekend? Pelosi comparing the impeachment effort of Trump, I kid you not, to the American Revolution. Take a listen.
At the beginning of our country, Thomas Paine said, this is the dark days of the revolution. He said, the times have found us. We think the times have found us now, you, Mr. Chairman. And so here we are. None of us came to Congress to impeach a president. Not anybody. That's not what we are about. But we did take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
So I guess he's a domestic enemy. It's just like the revolution. Wow, so I like the revolution. All right. There you go. Meanwhile, do you see this? Pocahontas not only wants to provide 100% free, well, paid for by you, health care to illegal immigrants. She says transgender border crossers must be released into the U.S. because they're extra special, I suppose. Warren, with Senator Tammy Baldwin, sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security where she demands that transgender border crossers and illegal aliens be released into the U.S. rather than being held in Mexico under Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Keep in mind, this is the woman that AOC over the weekend said was too moderate to be our president. Too moderate to be the presidential nominee of the Democrat Party. Here's what Pocahontas writes. While in detention, transgender migrants and asylum seekers are particularly vulnerable to sexual harassment, discrimination, and abuse, she wrote in the letter. The United States should protect individuals fleeing persecution and targeted violence, including persecution based on gender identity or expression, not subject them to further harm. So, I mean, you show up on a border, you say, hey, I feel like a woman today. I mean, you got to be let in, even if you've, you know, got Mara Salvatrucha, you know, tattoos all over your body and you look like a dude. She writes, trans migrants and asylum seekers are particularly vulnerable. We must end unnecessary detention and enforce strict standards to keep trans migrants and asylum seekers safe. And I'll continue holding our government accountable when they fail to do so. Okay, folks. Okay, she's taken time to do this. Okay, this was so important to her. She took time to write a letter. On her not very important list, passing USMCA to end the NAFTA loophole that's allowed China to exfiltrate millions of our jobs. She doesn't care. Securing that border. Nope. No time for that. How about working on her jobs program? She doesn't have one. The priorities here are nuts. And I got to tell you, you're not among them. Your wages, your job, your life, what you worry about for your kids' future, the economy, none of that is on her priorities list. It is guaranteed entrance merely for showing up for illegal immigrant transgenders. Texter writes, how can you possibly count on not getting caught using obviously fake footage? More likely, some news producer got pranked because of his confirmation bias. Either way, same thing. They don't confirm because they're not worried about getting caught. Who's going to bust them? They're ABC. They don't care about that. They're not worried about it. They lie all day long every day. They get used to it, and that's why they don't check these things. So they came up with this great idea in California. That's all you need to know, Lee, to know it's exactly. Not going to end well.
Yeah, that's right.
And I didn't realize this passed until they started writing about the fallout. It's called Prop 47, right?
Okay.
And this must be what Joe Biden was referring to. Remember when he said, like, he listed all these crimes you shouldn't have to go to jail for?
Yeah.
He didn't mean prison. He meant jail. I mean, like, you should not even have to be taken to the clink and processed. They just let you go. Pat you on the head. You didn't mean to do that. Here, hand the iPhone back and we'll just call it a day. Well, and then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has hopped on this too. Is people should not be put in jail. That's just it's wrong. No matter what they do, pretty much. Well, this started in California, okay? About a year and a half ago, they passed something called Prop 47, and it raised the amount a suspect could steal from $450 to $950 before the thief could be charged with a penalty. What do you think happened?
Crime went up.
Now, you would not think that would happen, okay? But it did. The penalties have gone down, And the thefts have gone up. In fact, they have doubled. It has become another crisis in the not-so-golden state. Okay, well, like, how bad are we talking? This is from CBS Sacramento. They're interviewing Mark Donaldson, the Vacaville PD lieutenant chief. It's a boldness like we're seeing never before, and just a disregard for fellow human beings. He states that it has given rise to more than just shoplifting. It's organized retail theft. It's a big business, he says. Steal less than $950 at a time, you get a citation, and you are released. Police say the suspects often target stores with easy access to getaway cars and with easy access on and off major highways because they know, because crooks know most department policies won't risk the dangers of a high-speed chase over a misdemeanor citation. Because, I mean, once you catch the guy, you just give him a ticket and you got to let him go. Mm-hmm. They know the law, Donaldson said. One of the first things they ask us is, can we just get a ticket so I can be on my way? He explained many suspects know the theft under $950 is now a misdemeanor, meaning most get written citation, court date, and are released. If you think, he says, I think, if you would ask most in law enforcement, it's been a significant fact on why we're experiencing this. Right off the bat, places like CVS, mm-hmm, experienced a 15% increase in retail theft. And they come in and they go for the items just under $950.
How many $950 items do they have at a CVS store?
Well, here we go. CVS and AP, that drones are very popular.
They got drones at CVS?
Apparently. Perry Lutz said his struggle to survive as a small businessman became a lot harder after California voters reduced the theft penalties. He owns a retail store. He says about half dozen times this year so far, shoplifters have stolen expensive drones or another of the remote control stores. He sells in Hobbytown, USA, a small shop in Rockland. Yeah. It's just pretty much open season, Lutz says. They'll pick the 800 unit and just grab it and walk out the door. Okay, anything below $950 is a misdemeanor. So it says large retailers like Safeway, Target, Rite Aid, and CVS pharmacies say shoplifting immediately increased at least 15% and in some cases doubled since voters approved Proposition 47. The possibility of charging shoplifters as a felony is gone. Honestly, I'm surprised. It almost makes me want to, wow, it's open season. You just vacation there, right? Go pick up whatever you want.
So, you know, what you have here is a prime example of why democracy does not work. Proposition 47 is something where you're asking the residents, or citizens, as they used to be called,
right,
to decide on the ordinance. Well, if the population decides that this isn't significant enough a crime because it only involves a few rich business owners, then I don't care. That's democracy in action.
And they should be rich anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why are you charging me for this product that you had to pay for to put on display in a store that you paid for?
It's not fair. I get it. So, yeah, just go ahead and shake them down, I guess.
There's democracy for you.
What's really scary is, I mean, this has now been proposed for the nation by Joe Biden and AOC. You shouldn't have to go to jail, man. Corn Pop didn't go to jail. Come on, man. They didn't do this to Corn Pop. We just slugged it out, you know? This is where they're going, and it just shows you the absolute chaos. Mm-hmm. The only people who have no rights are law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
That's how this works. And you just forget it, you know? Just deal with it. And God forbid you protect your store with a gun, right?
No, boy, it's over then.
Yeah. I mean, that's a danger. Texter writes, I bet several of the pill bottles behind the counter are worth $950.
No, that's true, yeah. I mean, I know of friends of mine whose medication for their spouses cost around that.
Jeez.
Like for a 10-day supply.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Well, I thought they fixed that. With Obamacare, right?
Surely you jest, Tara.
Well, no, and I'm confused now. As I thought they fixed that. I must be mistaken. All right, on to Lindsey Graham walking back his Siri thing. Look, the only reason he does this, he's done this, is he's starting to think that there's a good chance that Trump is going to be successful here, and he needs to get on the Trump train. So he stopped trashing him. I love this one. just Maria Bartiromo's response, like expression here. Take a listen.
So let me tell you where I think we are. Withhold judgment as to what's going to happen in Syria until it's all in. I am increasingly optimistic that we can have some historic solutions in Syria that have eluded us for years if we play our cards right. I blame Erdogan for the invasion, not Trump.
Okay, here's Bartiromo's shocked response. I love her face.
It could turn out very well. This is completely different than what you've been saying all week. You have been a staunch criticizer of the president's move to pull all the troops out of Syria. You said, in fact, on this program just 2 weeks ago, if we abandon the Kurds, ISIS is going to come back and that there's an attack on our allies. So you've changed your mind based on what you've heard from the president last night?
You know... In the future, just advice to Lindsey Graham, it might help to call the president to find out what the plan is and figure out what's actually going on in the country before you spend 2 weeks on mainstream media television channels bashing him. I mean, just, you know, some advice for the future.
I've got a new media hero, and that's got to be Maria Bartiromo.
I love this woman. I do.
She is what Chris Wallace ought to be.
Yeah, I know. What a joke that guy is.
I'm very disappointed. I used to be a fan of his, but I'm just... He has gone so far over to the dark side. I do not understand. Listen, I understand, and I think that national journalists should try to be as objective and should seriously find reasons to criticize, but also to credit politicians, elected officials, when things go right or go wrong. I get that, and if things look bad, there's nothing wrong with saying, "Hey, this doesn't look good." I'm not saying that you've done anything wrong, but this doesn't look good. It's like the whole thing with Trump and the Doral thing. That was never a good idea. I mean, I get it from a business standpoint about having the G7 meeting at the Doral thing, but it's like, you know how that's going to be spun. You know how that's going to look. Why even put that up there? Now he's since rescinded that, but you know the damage is already done. So.
Yeah, it was so bad. I thought Trump must have intended that just to get the headlines, the impeachment, and other serious stuff.
Sometimes I think that he's willing to do that.
I think he does. I really do.
He's so concerned about getting certain narratives off, getting the media off message, that he'll be willing to do something that he knows is going to be spun badly just to change the narrative. Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. But, I mean, that never made any sense to me to begin with.
Oh, well, see, textures are beginning to catch on. They had no idea that you only get a ticket for stealing stuff less than $950 in California. It's a misdemeanor. You just get a ticket to show up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that people had no idea, and the text line is exploding with the reactions to this. Texter writes, you can get a 65-inch TV for less than $950. So you're telling me if I go to California, I can carry a flat-screen TV out of Walmart, and if I get caught, all I'll get is a ticket? God, I wonder what insurance costs in these high crime areas. Yeah, you just go to California, so it's like practically free.
Yeah.
Texter writes, regarding Prop 47, can you say Black Friday deals?
That's why wait for Black Friday when you walk
no,
out?
Just go, go right ahead right now. What, are they going to extradite you from South Carolina on a misdemeanor theft charge? I don't think so. So I mean, if you got nothing else to do today, you might want to hit the road. Although the gas to get out there, I don't know, to set you way back, right?
Yeah, it would take a few gallons.
Look, they wanted you to take the stuff. You shouldn't feel bad about it, right? They wouldn't have passed Prop 47 if they didn't want you to have the stuff. Texter writes, Greenville County, this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Greenville County charges $650 and will take you to jail for a $5 bag of weed. That's really unnecessary. Can't imagine how our texter knows that. Maybe you need to move to California. Anything goes there. You want a big screen TV, just go help yourself to one. If you get caught, it's okay. They'll just give you a citation. No biggie. If you don't mind having a criminal record, you're A-okay there. And besides, they'll get rid of the criminal records eventually because it's not really fair if people know what you do or what you did. It's a recipe for chaos, folks. Speaking of a recipe for chaos, one of the most interesting things that I've seen is this Rasmussen poll. You see this? 51% of voters suspect crimes were committed to stop the Trump presidency. Committed by who? Well, here's how it reads. A Rasmussen poll reveals a little more than half of likely U.S. voters suspect crimes were committed by high-level law enforcement officials in an effort to stop the Donald Trump presidency. So, you know, it's taken American people a few years, but they're catching on. They're catching on, and it's not their fault. I mean, they're bombarded with nothing but fake news. I mean, just figuring out what reality is hard in our country. The question is, how likely is it that senior federal law enforcement officials broke the law in an effort to prevent Donald Trump from winning the presidency? 51% say yes, highly likely, or somewhat likely. Okay, here's the interesting stat here. It's buried in this. This one is the one that gets me. You ready for this? Even 42% of Democrats, quote, now suspect high-level wrongdoing to stop Trump. 42% of Democrats. Wow, the media didn't hose them as well as I thought they did. So that begs the question. They don't seem too upset about this, do they? I mean, nobody's screaming about this. Is that because they're on board with it? Is that because I had no idea 42% of Democrats realized that the FBI had committed crimes to remove Trump. I'm amazed they figured this out. They must be fine with it. Because there is zero outcry over this on their side. I mean, there's none whatsoever. By the way, the whole thing about facts, we live in a post-reality society. You know what's interesting? New Pew poll on this. This is the highest this has ever scored, this question. 73% of the public, including 77% of Republicans and 72% of Democrats, say that voters in both parties, quote, not only disagree over plans and policies, but also cannot agree on basic facts. Isn't that true? You used to be able, I mean, I know I did talk radio when liberals would call up and they'd debate you. And you wouldn't agree on how to get something done, but we could pretty much agree on what the facts of the situation are. That's over. I mean, you cannot debate a liberal because you cannot establish what the facts are. We literally live in one country geographically, but two countries in the time-space continuum. It's like it is almost like we're living in different realities. I mean, the Democrats' reality, they have lived through a coup by Donald Trump and the Russians, and it doesn't matter what Mueller found. And they are the victims of the coup. He is an illegitimate president. Everyone can tell by looking at him. He couldn't have won without it. And so they are suffering from a coup. So when Nancy Pelosi this weekend goes on the record and likens the impeachment to the American Revolution, this makes complete sense to them. They have lived through a coup. I mean, the only way that you get past that is you overthrow the government. And look, if you have to break some laws to do it, well, I mean, totally justified. I mean, Washington broke some laws with the American Revolution and broke a lot of laws. Could have been hung if they caught him. See why this makes sense?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.